the other praise or prayer concerns. Let's bow together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you on this Palm Sunday, humbled by the many gifts you give us, the beauty of the day, the joy of the season, this Easter season where we remember that you gave your Son as a sacrifice that we might have life. Father God, we ask you to be with all of us, but especially to be with Christopher as he struggles with his burdens, to be with Brenda's grandson, Billy, who he goes into basic training next week, to be with David while he awaits the results of his MRI to know whether he's going to need more treatment, to be with the family of Barley Revel, who has passed away, Lord, and help them to be at peace and to know your presence and to know that there is a better place if we will but believe in you and in your Son and in his sacrifice and in his promise of salvation. We thank you for Britt and the good report from the doctor. We thank you for the resources that you have given us to share through Bethel and through our church family. We thank you for those who are aware that there is God in their life and in their marriages. Father God, for all of those who are hurting, we pray that they will know your love as we know your love. We pray that they will come to know your transformation and your salvation and your many gifts of peace and joy and comfort in difficult times, as we do. Father God, we ask you to be with Shirley and to give her peace in this difficult time, and be with Paul and Annie. Father God, we thank you for Janice and the amazing journey that she is going through and her faith that brings her through. Father God, we ask you to be with Edna Fisher as she struggles with a pituitary tumor and surgery this week. Father God, guide the hands of all of those who seek to help and heal, all of those in the medical profession, that they may be wise, be caring, and be effective in treating and healing those who are in need. Father God, we ask you to be with Stephanie Hand as her faced with test, anxious, worried. Be with Hal Casey as he mourns the loss of his wife, and to give him comfort and to surround him with family, even if it's not his biological family from Germany, to surround him with people who know the love of God and will love him as though he were their family. For hospice and all the good work they do, we thank you, Lord, and for the money that was raised to help them do that good work, we thank you again. For the passion play that touches hearts and lives, and for all of the services that go on this Easter season, may they touch our hearts and touch our lives and touch the lives and hearts of those who have not come to know you, who have not seen the power of your love, who have not felt the awesomeness of your peace, who have not been part of the love that transcends all understanding. Father God, we even thank you for hearing aids that help us to hear, and all those other mechanical devices that you have helped us to provide each other that help us to be better and to do better and to live longer. For Travis's sister as she faces surgery, and Father God, we ask, I thank you for her feeling better and doing better, and help her to become clearer in her Facebook pages. Father God, we thank you for the hog and for Don, who is able to take care of it. We thank you for all our gifts, even when we don't understand that they are given as gifts, even when we struggle to understand what it is you would have us do, where you would have us go, how you would have us be. Father God, we know that you have a plan for our lives. And so we pray the prayer that your Son taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.